Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Melbourne podcast preview. And what a long weekend of racing we've got on Sky Sports Radio from Melbourne. Moonee Valley Friday, Mornington Saturday, and then, of course, Caulfield on Sunday. David Gately is joining us. Hello, Gator.
Morning, mate. Terrific weekend of racing, isn't it? And across other sports as well. So I don't think we get much sleep this weekend.
No, I've got to get two TVs or get three if you've got them lined up this weekend for sure. And a radio as well. Do listen to Sky Sports Radio. We're going to do Moonee Valley and Mornington, and we'll have a look at the Golden Rose. This Moya Stakes on Friday night, we've got a field of 15. We've heard from Chris Waller saying that they're going to let Nature Strip go from barrier one. That's the key, I guess, to jump properly from that inside draw.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, that his best weapon is his early speed and mid-race speed. What they've done, obviously, is done a lot of work to get him to harness that energy so he can be strong at 1,200. I think that's yet to come to fruition, and we saw that first up. However, if he's able to use his natural ability and doesn't overcook it, he's clearly the one to beat, and the market suggests that. But bookies will take him on because, he failed in the Moya last year. He's only won two of his last six, and he's been favoured in all of them. So if I was a bookie, I'd risk him. But as a punter, I'm with him.
Righto. Well, there's just pace everywhere. Is it simply going to be a swooper?
Well, I mean, that's what happened in this race last year. I certainly thought Nature Strip was a good thing. Look, he looked home as he turned. But as soon as he straightened, he was gone. And Vedora it was who swooped on him. So those sitting back biding their time, if they're not run off their feet, horses like Trekking and Winter Bride, etc., they'll certainly be charging late. But look, if he's at his best, he's probably just too fast for them. In theory, he'd be finished before they're warming up. So that's the way I'm looking at the race. And, because he has some detractors, if you like, I think you're going to get, near triple your money if you like him.
Righto. Well, give us your tips in the race.
Happy with Nature Strip on top. I think he's the best and fastest horse. I think it's a great place to start. Sunlight would be better for the first up run. Trekking, I'm not sure about 1,000. That's a query. And Winter Bride, the best blowout. 5 on top from 11 to 13.
Been a bit forgotten, Winter Bride.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the last time she was first up, she beat Sprite. Now, Sprite probably should have beaten Sunlight in that William Reid here. So it's an easy line to draw, and as I say, she's come up a nice price, so she might be the one. If Nature Strip overcooks it, she might be the one flying.
Yep, understand. All right, so they're the thoughts in Friday night's Moya, 5, 11, 2 and 13 from Gator. So let's have a look at our normal quaddie at Mornington as we would do for a Saturday, and this is an 8-race card on the weekend.
Yeah, it is that. Obviously, the Ansett Classic, the highlight, and it's a good, strong race this year. And I'm pretty keen on one in that, but we'll get to that shortly.
All right. What about the first leg then? Race number five with an 8-race card. So race five, the first leg at 2:30.
Look, I think the 7 Waltonia is one of the better value players of the day. Finally gets back onto dry ground. Her second up run was terrific. She was wide on a strong speed and went down swinging. Then she struck two heavy tracks. So I think she can run well here for us. Too Good, Too Hard, the favourite, is obviously going to be hard to beat. He was very strong winning at Sale. Time was good relative to a good horse time and effort on the day. And Jamaican Harry is the one, another one flying. Draws the pole, rail back to the Truett Mornington too, I note that. So 7, 2 and 12, that first leg.
7, 2, 12 there. The Jackdown Memorial is race 6 here over the 1,500 metres. Is there good pace here or lack of?
Look, I don't think they'll go super hard. El Phoenix, Sir Callahad probably settle 1-2, and they'll probably go, but just an even sort of tempo. I think it's a great race for Jumbo Ozaki. Look, I think a few of us were a bit disappointed in him last time, given he had a weight advantage on Rocks the Castle. He couldn't really win. That horse then went to Flemington 0-1, and he's well above average. So I think getting the 1,500 here third up, drawn out, is a good recipe for him. So I'm going to take him in a horse called Jenkins. It's just those two in the quaddy. Jenkins has trialled really nicely and has fresh form and it shows great promise. So that form around Shawnee last prep is easy to like. Just 3 and 6 in that second leg.
Okay. He is also Jumbo Ozaki, an emergency for Caulfield on Sunday. So we'll wait and see what happens. But if he goes to Mornington, you're with him. 3 and 6 there in race 6. The Ansett Classic, the feature race here. There's also a couple that are self-censors in, I think, at Caulfield on Saturday. So this will give our podcasters a bit of a lead start on the Ansett Classic.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I'm hearing Jumbo Ozaki will run Mornington, so hopefully, okay. You know, that comes to fruition. The Ansett Classic, I think Douglas MacArthur's a great bet here. Really confident of him in this race. He was wide at Mooney Valley, made an early move. It was a strong speed. He looked gone. He came again. I think he'll lap up the 2400. And Naval Warfare, the very genuine horse, maps well. And we'll get him on our side for insurance, assuming they run there. 4 and 5 in the Ansett Classic.
4 and 5 only there. We're skinny here. What about the last over the 1,200?
Yeah, we're taking 3 of them here. They're I'm Telling You, who doesn't win often, but look, he's flying, and he's got a big finish on him. This Impy looks very promising. The 12's come up pretty thin, but 2 wins by 6 lengths will do that. And Stock Taker, another horse that shows really good promise, you know, certainly a better price. I thought tried really well on heavy ground. It's been a stack of winning form from his first prep. I think about 14 individual wins. So 3, 12 and 10 home for us.
3, 12 and 10. It's hard. You mentioned Impy with the 2 wins. They've just been so dominant, haven't they?
Well, I mean, the debut win in WA looked terrific. Came here to Echuca, led a bit of a leader's track and led at a really moderate tempo. So I think the win was probably exaggerated margin-wise. However, might be very smart. So goes in everything, but certainly come up pretty thin, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. All right, so Mornington Quaddie from David Gately at this stage. Race 5, 7, 2 and 12. Race 6, 3 and 6. Race 7, 4 and 5. And Race 8, the last 3, 12 and 10. Of course, on Saturday, the big Group 1 is at Rose Hill in Sydney, the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose. A field of 8 gator, but we've been talking about it all week. It's a classy group. Yao Dash, does it just simply get a soft lead?
Well, I think it looks the logical leader. How hard they want to go will be important. I don't think they need to crawl. That might take away this horse's ability. Obviously, sustained speed to win really well and beat Funstar last start. So it's an easy line to like. Gee, they're an exceptional crop. This is probably the best version of this race I've seen. Exceedance, Bivouac, and Yes, Yes, Yes come through that super fast race, the lead-up race, the Runda Roses won by Bivouac. Who's going to be strongest at 1,400 is probably the key. Exceedance gets to it third up, Bivouac fourth up, and Yes, 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 second up. So you also got to factor in, you know, who's improved more off that. And as I say, who's going to run the trip strongly out. Exceedance had the 2 quickest last 200 splits of the race last time in the lead-up. He has looked a 1,400-metre horse for a while, to my eye. He doesn't quicken, but he's strong late, and I've lent his way, but do concede any of those 3 could win. 5, 2, and 4, I think it's the right form. I think they're a length or so better than Yo Dash, but I wouldn't talk you out of that horse. He's my 4th pick.
Understand. So 5, 2, 4, and if you want another one for first fours and the like, yeah, Dash number 8. It is really just people, you know, they say, oh, small field, but gee, it's just there's not many missing it, is there?
Oh, that's it. And they're just an absolute elite crop. I think you probably find after the race, once we do it, you know, analyse it more forensically, you probably find the 5th and 6th horse may well have won recent editions of this race. I think they're that good, this group, and it's great for Australian racing, isn't it? Such an exciting group of 3-year-olds, both male and female.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so they're the thoughts out of the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose from David Gately, as well as Mornington and the Moya Stakes on Friday. I know you've got Caulfield form to do, and then watch it all unfold, Gator.
Yeah, that's it, and hopefully we can have a bit of fun, make some money, and the Tigers can win, so it'll be a big weekend, hopefully.
Oh, you went a step further there. Good luck. Good luck with the AFL. Thanks, Gator. We'll see you on Sky Racing 1 on Saturday morning.
For sure. Thanks, mate.
David Gately and our podcast preview for a weekend of racing in Victoria.